that I need to get off my chest. I want you to squeeze this milk out of my breasts.
Milk.
BFM didn't often get this erotic, but welcome to the studio, Ben and Matt, Tough Tiger Fist.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Matthew, this is Harry. I'm just reeling a little bit. I'm sort of feeling the song. I get very affected by music, so that's
That's exactly how we wanted you to.
That's what you want. Yeah. Wow. We're going to listen to this underneath the talking a little bit, and then we're going to ramp it up at the end, and just people can get the full effect of that sexy sound of it. Okay. don't normally get so tongue-tied, and I don't normally drink cow's milk. So I think that's probably part of it. I'm had oat milk today,
lactose intolerant.
Yeah, but anyway, look, welcome to the studio, Tough Tiger Fist. Happy Comedy Festival time.
Yes,
it's an important time for our fair city, which otherwise is not a very funny place to be sometimes. I've met you guys a couple years ago, I reckon, at a comedy show, and I remember being thoroughly entertained, and I expect that I will be again, not by this conversation, where you can't reveal really probably any of your jokes, but at your show, which is happening this weekend?
Yes, it's this weekend. It is going to be Friday and Saturday, 10:30 p.m., so it's the Late Night Laughs.
I love the Late Night Laughs.
Late Night Laughs at Q Theatre. That's us.
Cool. Thanks for coming up. I'm joking. musical comedy. I love it. Your show? Is it song after song, or do you do a? Do you sit down and have some monologues, or tell us about your show?
So the concept of this one, the name is now that's what I call musical comedy. it's inspired by obviously those now that's what I call music CDs.
Yeah.
The idea is that it's a bit of a comedy sort of jukebox mixtape show.
Yeah.
And it's kind of us trying to do like a concert, like a rock concert, but as comedy musicians.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And is it a multi-genre? Are you spanning genres?
Yeah. Yeah, we're exploring as many as we possibly can.
Yep. Have you counted how many?
There's three genres.
Three genres. Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't think there were more than three. But you do all three. That's pretty impressive.
I know, and we do them all with just four chords and C major. So it's really impressive, the score.
Yeah. you'd be surprised just how simple speed metal is.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm prepared to be surprised. Tell us about the song that we're listening to. This is, to some people, their worst nightmare, hearing a cow sing about milk coming out of its breasts. But I'm into it. I think it's great. Yeah. So tell us more.
This is a track that we did. We actually did it at Last Laughs in 2024, which is our two-minute slot on New Zealand free-to-air TV that we're still very proud of.
Yeah.
So this is like the song that kind of got us nominated for the Billy T.
Award. So 2024, it sounds like the year you won the Billy T. Award.
Not one.
You didn't win it? You were nominated.
No, we were nominated.
You were nominated. Okay, well, okay.
Our mums thought we should have won it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's where I was going with that. Mm. I thought you should have. Robbed.
Well, you were so convinced that we must have won it. No, that's the song that kind of got us nominated for the Billy T Award. We recorded it. It took us about 3 days down in... we recorded it with a producer called Scott Seabright, who, oh my gosh, I didn't... You know, you kind of do comedy for fun and you think that it's not going to be a lot of work. But my God, that was a lot of work. And really, I actually finally have respect for, musicians and people working in that industry. Holy crap, he did a lot of work on that song.
Yeah, I have the opposite experience, started trying to like push my foot into the comedy world.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that is hard. That's hard. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, so...
but it's convincing. Sound great. And they do say to sing about what you know. Is it true that you're both from Waiuku, or I'm just being misinformed left, right and centre?
Yeah, I've touched a cow in my life.
Right, okay.
That's how from Wayuku I am.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to be touching the cows across the world with this with this song.
That's the hope.
That's what we want. You know?
Yeah, we really, not many people have written a song for the cows, and they're very much left out.
No. Mm. And you're a multi-instrumentalist as well. Is this also true?
Yes, that's true. It's true in the sense that,
Well, I've been promised, the website's promised me glop rocking beats. That's what I'm...
Well, so the instruments that'll come out in this show, I'll be playing a keyboard. I'll also be playing the recorder.
Nothing funny about the recorder, but
except the way it sounds and every single piece of music,
and the way that we were forced to learn it at school, and and
Matt is obviously, he's playing guitar and he's playing the kazoo in this show.
Well, thank you for sharing that piece of information. That's I think that might have tipped a few people over.
Yeah, as soon as I heard
in a good
kazoo,
way. In a good way. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And so it's an hour show. And are you terrified? Are you excited? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. So Matthew and I, we just came back last week from performing this same show in Sydney. We did the Sydney Comedy Festival.
Oh, you've got the benefit of hindsight.
Yeah. So it was actually really good to have that. We've already done it twice in Sydney, and that was scary because it's like, oh, new city, first time being overseas. So now actually coming back, we're playing back to the home crowd, you know. So I'm actually feeling really good about it.
No sort of sympathetic family members or like kind of friends coming, like, it was a great show. How'd it go? What was the best thing that happened to you in Sydney doing this show?
Best thing in Sydney?
Probably the airplane food.
Did you
ate fruit on the airplane?
Yeah, well, I don't eat much fruit at home, so it was a nice change.
Wow, that's so nice. I like to give them, use like, because on the website at the airline, you can have, there's so many different ways you can be like, I'm vegan, but I only eat Swedish food, and so you know that you can. Then you get your food first as well. So fruitarian here, I like
meatball.
I think the best thing I think about Sydney was just going out there and just giving it a go, you know?
It's a good attitude, actually.
It was daunting at first, but they laugh pretty easily in Australia.
Right.
I was surprised by how much localization we actually had to do in Australia. Like, we touched down there and, you know, we all of a sudden realized, like, even... like in this song, there's we made a joke about Fonterra we normally do, and then we go to Australia. Nobody knows what Fonterra is.
And not only that, they don't actually really care about dairy.
No.
Like,
right.
In New Zealand, we're like so proud of it. We're
so obsessed.
Fonterra, it's like, we should, might as well just change our flag to the Fonterra logo.
So you had to change it to a song about what?
Dairy farmers.
Crocodile meat?
No, but we changed it to Dairy Farmers, which is the nice milk brand. But like, even then, people didn't care about it.
This is sung from the perspective of a lactating kangaroo.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I've brought in Harry's a doctor of philosophy, and I like to get Harry's takes on things. So, Harry, if you don't mind, just you could just squeeze into this blue microphone. Harry's got a question or a few thoughts.
I do now.
Harry, tell us about your thoughts on Tough Tiger Fist's hit single "Milk," which we're listening to over and over.
Oh, great song! Great song. I thought it was really funny how at the start you tell us exactly what the song's about. Because it might have been a bit confusing if we had to laugh. This is a song or better. it's brilliant.
Very clear.
But you also had a philosophical take on it.
I don't know how interesting this is. I don't know. I was talking about how, like, it is quite an uncomfortable song to listen to, which is quite funny. But then you told me off, actually, for being like, you know, offensive against cows.
You're just not ready for those bovine voices, you know, to be heard. Obviously, white cis mammal over here. Homo sapien over here.
Homo sapien.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You're just not ready for a strong female cow,
Yeah. Well, that's
maybe we're not. Maybe I'm not.
So yeah, Harry, I didn't want to put you on the spot there, but think about what you're saying before you say it. You know, I don't want to embarrass. Mm. You know, we accept all animals here on the show at BFM. Mm. You know, I've been to the zoo.
Yeah, it's not all black and white.
Oh, there are brown ones. Brown cows.
Yeah, you get also like milky coloured cows, which is they actually don't produce a lot of milk, ironically.
Oh. Well, all the milk goes into the colour. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Oozes out. This is a real minefield, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be easy.
If you ever see clear milk, you know what sort of cow that came from.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got an app for it. I point the app at the cow, and it tells me.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. Shit. Should we do some basics? Some stuff like reminding people that you've got a show and where it is and when it is. And
absolutely. Yeah. Hmm.
How many jars of mayonnaise they'll be able to get when they come to the show for free.
It's actually crazy. I went to the Comedy Festival office earlier today, and they have given me no less than 9 separate like packets of mayonnaise in our festival pack.
Wow.
Like it is, I've got it, I brought it here because I'm driving home after this, so I had to bring all my stuff here. They need to actually calm. Best Foods needs to actually kind of calm down with the mayonnaise.
I disagree.
It's too much.
I disagree. You're trying to push the cow thing. I like chickens. I like chickens.
Mayonnaise is the milk of the chicken.
That's right. So, I am for one going to be taking at least 9 jars home over the next course of the month. But and your show is this. Friday.
Yes, this Friday at Q Theatre, 10:30 PM, and it's $25 a ticket.
That's hardly anything in this day and age.
Know.
Where everyone's got lots of money.
Mm.
Mm. Okay.
Actually, it was the other thing about Sydney is expensive, man. We also did $25 a ticket in Sydney, and then we got a message from the Sydney Comedy Fest saying, "Do you want to opt into our our special bonus price we're only going to put on for one day?" And the price, $25, the same price that we were already.
That is full New Zealand kind of, that's a kind of our like funny, that is it's funny in itself.
Yeah. So we were very cheap in Australia apparently.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get thee along to the show this Friday and or Saturday.
Yes, and or Saturday. Come to both. Why not?
Yeah, see the subtle differences between the two.
Well, come to the Friday show, and then if you really like it, come to the Saturday show. And then if you really hate it, recommend the show to someone you don't like that much.
That's right, and we've all got those people in our lives.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll crank it up. Listen to some milk. Mm. Harry, you can think about what you've done, feel comfortable or uncomfortable as you like listening to the song. I'm going to turn it up really loud. You're very welcome to go get a glass of water or something in the time, but I don't want you to feel too uncomfortable. But I do insist that everybody feels the joy of lactation from the perspective of this cow, as told by two people who clearly understand very, very well, Ben and Matthew from Tough Tiger Fist.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm sorry I didn't ask you how you came to understand so well the nature of bovine lactation, but maybe next time you come in, we'll talk about we'll the really research you did and your kind of method acting and those sorts of stuff, Andy Serkis moments of getting in there.
I'll have you know that my father was a cow.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm half cow.
Right.
Yeah.
I was.
In fact, he's actually the only one in this room that's really allowed to say cow.
I didn't think that when I was starting to say it that I was going to offend somebody. So, sorry, Lindsay.
That's all right,
Okay, well, show's coming. Go to the Comedy Festival website and get some tickets.
Please come. Please come to the show.
I think I should be clear that none of this sort of conversation will appear in the show. Really professional, non-rambling, tight, rehearsed show.
Yeah, if you really like this conversation, but you kind of wish that Matthew wasn't here.
Me, not me.
Yeah. Then I wish I wasn't please here come too, to the show. I'm sure it'll be really up your alley.
Ben, you've really confused the matter there. There's two of us in the room called Matthew.
Look, I should have known as soon as I saw white guys, I was going to be like, one of these guys are going to all be called Matt.
That's Okay, well, have a nice night.
Thank you.
Enjoy Celebrity Treasure Island.
Thank you. We will.
Mm.
I'm fading the song up.
Excellent.
I'm turning our microphones off.
Milk, I wanna be milked. Yeah, the farm life. There's no vacation. Chew grass all day, cause mastication. Turning that curd into sweet lactation. So my milk can be delivered across the nation. I'm a bovine with my nose to the grind. Cows get in line because it's milking time. Yeah, you never seen a heifer with bars like these. My flow's so sick you think I had mad cow disease. So I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. Won't somebody come squeeze these titties? Wanna be milked.
There's tears in the eyes of every man in the studio.